Matt Solon with us, but we've also got the wingman, Alan. So, Alan, we'll come to you first, because otherwise we'll never get round to you again. Yeah, so how did you become involved in everything that's going on?
It hasn't like been planned together. It just kind of happened, really. I've always known Mark. Like, everyone knows Mark. We've always been pals. But over the last year, kind of, when I think I don't know whether I saw him in the pub or not when he first told us about it, and you kind of think, you hear about people raising money for, like, they're doing marathons and doing fun runs and stuff like that, but, like, they kind of get in a ring and get knocked about. It kind of takes something pretty special and a lot of courage, and you kind of get you hooked, and, like, the story behind it and obviously and everything. I thought, I'm going to track this and see how well it does. Saw the post, and you kind of get hooked at how personal it is to Mark, and it kind of gets you hooked that way. And just, like you say, you start liking things and sharing things for him and trying to get, like, the target up there and help him raise the money. If you kind of just saw him a lot more, got more involved that way. And I think I just kind of, like I say, we become really good pals in it. And I just kind of didn't plan saying, oh, do you want to come on board and help us? I just kind of give him a bit of support, because he didn't have a lot of people around him helping him, giving him the sort of support that he wanted. And you're just kind of there for him. We become good pals over that. And
so his driving enthusiasm is just basically reined you in over a period of weeks.
It gives you a good focus that, like, you see what now, where we are now, what you get back of it from families and different people and the feedback. And it's kind of, you don't see it as a big deal. You just kind of do it because it just seems like the right thing to do as well. And you get that feedback from people, and you think, right, okay, yeah, that's great, but we want to help other people. Like, yeah, it's good hearing people saying, oh, you're doing amazing and all that, but it's kind of, that's not what it's about. It's about helping these families. And, like, yeah, I say, it's personal to me, because it's at home at the minute for me. So it kind of gives you that bit extra drive as well. And Mark's amazing. Everyone knows he's amazing as well. You know, and I'd do anything for him.
Nah, I don't want to say I'm amazing.
But I'm not.
His head's just got so big. No, like,
that's the thing as well, though, right? Like, on a serious note, like, I've always been, like, well known, and I've always worked in retail and stuff, and it all comes from my mum. Like, I am exactly how my mum brought me up, and I'm exactly like my mum was, and I'm doing this. If my mum was here now, she'd be doing the same, and if my mum had lost me, she'd be doing something like this. And you sort of, there's a lot of people, I could ring so many people for help and ask, and especially now there's a lot more would help. But even before this, like, I know a lot of people, but a lot of people have their own lives and their own problems, and are busy with things. And I've just always been taught, like, I'll just get on with things, I'll just battle on, and I'll ask help for when I need it. But if I can, I'll just do my best. And with Alan, like I say, he was liking things, like me post comments, and he just sort of fell into it. We're both single lads. We've got, like, things in common, especially his mum and that now, and he just sort of fell into it, and he might have made the mistake one day of asking if I needed any help, and he did it, and we just got on, and then it just happened.
Turning back.
Yeah, like, but it just sort of happened. It was just natural. And at the minute, like, he's in with me till he gets his new house, and it's like, we come and go as we please, but I've got, like, constant support at the minute. And there's a lot of people out there, and I don't want people to be listening thinking, well, I'd help him, he hasn't asked me. There's so many people will help me.
But you can't approach everyone
you're doing. No, not at the minute. But once the shop's open, like, I get messages and texts every day, like, pledging help and support. So once we have this premises, like, there's lots of people going to help me, because Alan's going to need to sort his own stuff out.
Yeah.
And, like, he is. And, like, I know this might sound a bit morbid, but I'm now, well, Alan, like, I'm now showing him things and telling him everything about my dream, because if something happened to me, which
you
can happen,
you want it to continue.
Yeah, this is a legacy. This isn't like a one-off thing. This isn't going to stop. This is my legacy. And Alan, at the minute, he's with me day in, day out. He knows exactly what it's about, and he knows exactly how much it means to me. And he's going to be in the same position, because his mum's poorly, and he's going to be in the same position, and he's got the perfect platform to keep it going. And I know he's got a son and things like that, but he's just as committed. So I need to make sure that if something happens, and then again, something can happen to Alan. Like, we're not here forever, and I'm not trying to be morbid. I'm just
looking at the reality of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I want to set something up that it's always there, because I can see this, certainly in the North, it's been huge. Like, being huge, because there's a lot of agencies out there and I want to work with them, but just how far we've come in such a short space of time.
It's been phenomenal.
It's incredible, yeah. And like some of the companies on board, I mean, we've got Asda on board, we've got Wetherspoons on board, we've got Halfords on board, Hayes Travel on board, got Aldi on board. There's a massive company in Aycliffe called Lucide International, the multi-million pound global company. One of our friends, Jason Rowland, his mum died, and we helped with the funeral arrangements. Jay now comes to all the events, and like I say, he doesn't want anything for it, he just comes and he helps, because he's putting something back. Mm-hmm. And he even said to me, my mum would be so proud of me helping yous. And that's what it's all about. It's just, once we help people, they want to help us. There's a friend of mine, Gary Jones, I mentioned him before, he works for a company called Great Annual Savings, which is owned by Brad Groves, who has Spennymoor Town Football Club.
Yeah.
Well, the football club's involved with us. Alan helps run the academy, who done a fun run a couple of weeks ago, and I think we've raised a couple of grand off that so far.
Yeah,
amazing.
So Gary Jones, what they're going to do is have an electric and gas company. So what he said is, anyone who we put their way, if they can reduce the bill and they switch with them, they'll give the trust money. So like, if 10 people change the gas and electric, the trust gets money. So these are like national companies who have took note of what we're doing, and we don't have to give anything back. They just want to help us and support us, and it just keeps growing and growing. Like, got a message from the manager at Aldi, he wants to wear Team Solans all through Christmas and get them designed up. Again, like these are massive companies. These are just not little sort of independent stores.
It's spreading and getting bigger. People like you driving enthusiasm about what you're doing, and because it's such a good positive thing, I think that's why you are drawing people in.
And but then we've also got the little guys as well. So we've got the whole community, and then without our sponsors, we've got Team Cycles. They're in Team Valley.
Did you pick your bike up?
Yeah, amazing. Amazing.
Are you out training for that now? Because what I was going to say is, what events have you got lined up? Because you've got all these people on board with you now. Are they going to help in like sponsoring you when you're doing your events and things like that?
Yeah, it's changed a bit. It was going to be, we were going to do Land's End John O'Groats.
Yes.
Right? And I'd never rode a bike before, so we got this bike.
That was too normal for Mark, that.
Yeah, it was, yeah. No, like, it's 1,000 mile, right? It's incredible. It's hard.
It's hard.
I don't want to offend anybody who's done it. It's grueling.
It's better coming backwards down than trying to go
apparently,
up.
Apparently, yeah, right? Yeah. It's a terrific, right? Fair play to anybody who's done it. But for me, for where we are now, I've got to do things out the ordinary to get press and to get people on board. So I'm not saying Land's End John O'Groats isn't difficult, right? Because, like, honestly, it's hard. But I want to do something even harder. I want to do things where when I tell people, like, the face curls up and they think, oh, no. I want to, like, knack myself completely for a month. He's my wingman, he's my support, he's a paramedic, right? You can see by my fingers, right?
So he fixed you?
Yeah, he fixed me, right? So he's going to do that. And the plan is, with all our sponsors on board, we're going to start from Spennymoor and we're going to do the coastal route of the UK, which is it's about 4,000 miles.
I was going to say, that's even longer.
Yeah, it's about 4,000 miles. So we've worked out about 1,000 miles a week. But what we want to do is, we're going to link in with Cancer Research UK. So Jan, the fundraiser for the she oversees things for the North East, she's going to support us, and we're going to link in. So each day we do a different event. So one day we might bungee jump, one day
so
we might
skydive. So this is while you're doing the ride on the way around, you're going to pick up an event on top of doing.
I can't cycle 4,000 miles in a month, right? And I can't have more than a month off because I'll get sacked. So we're going to have to, the cycling now is only going to be a part of the event.
Yeah.
So one day it'll be cycling, the next day it'll be a bungee jump, then it'll be a skydive, then there might be a boxing match, then it might be a half marathon, then it might be an army assault course. So all the way around the country it's going to be somewhat different. But some days we might do three events, like where Alan can do. One day might be a cake bake in a three-legged race with the communities. I want it to be community friendly, and I want people to be able to help us and take part of it. And I want, the more people get involved, the more exposure we get. Again, I want to be able to come back to the Northeast with so much more interest and so much more support, so we can help more people. And I'd love someone in Coventry to say our story and say, right, I'm going to do the same down here.
Because you've got that on Just Giving at the moment as well. Have you still got that site up and
running? Yeah, we've got a couple of pages up there. But I want people from if I can inspire somebody else who's been through the same in another part of the country to do what we do and to help people in their community, then that's just amazing. I can't expect Sullen Connor Fawcett to help people in London, but if I can help people in London to help their own, that would be amazing, and that's what we're looking for.
Share your idea of what you're doing to raise that money and help.
Yeah. So we're going to go around the country. Hopefully we'll get a sponsored car or van, all signed up with all the sponsors. Wetherspoons might be giving us breakfasts everywhere we go. We'll have a full support of people, and we'll just try and have fun, raise awareness, and hopefully raise a load of money. And if I come, hopefully come back in one piece. But we'll do there'll be things
you
we can do
get
together.
Out the bed.
I know about that. Yeah, that's different now. But hopefully come back with a lot more exposure and increase the awareness, because cancer, unfortunately, isn't stopping. It's increasing, and the older the generation get, the more cases it's going to be.
It heads on further and further into the generations now, doesn't it?
It does, So hopefully, I just want this to keep growing and growing, and we need to get the infrastructure in place. My solicitor's still on doing all of that, but she's just told me to just take time for myself, don't burn myself out, and just keep driving forward, and that's what we're trying to do.
Next year's a big year, though. We've got some big stuff lined up next year.
So what have you got lined up for 2016?
We're looking to hold our first Solent Fest, if you like. A festival, like an outdoor festival.
Oh, with music and...
Yes.
Team Solent Connor Fawcett Fest.
Yeah.
Ooh, sign me up.
Pretty much similar to what they had last year. The council run one in, like, a local park.
Jubilee Park.
Yes, up at Shildon, yes.
It's no Spennymoor.
It's in Spennymoor,
Spennymoor as well.
I've got the mayor's scroll, and I've spoken to Mayor Pat, and basically we can use Jubilee Park.
Fantastic.
And the mayor has asked if we can... Like, we're going to link in, because she has a couple of charities. So, you've got the mayor of Spennymoor asking me to help her with the fundraising, which
is
just amazing.
Is that the meeting you were going to go to just before we spoke last time, right? Yes.
So, I got presented with this mayor's scroll, and it's for people who help the community. And it's an amazing thing, and it's up in me flat. And that, and me, all the thank you cards mean more than anything else. They just... It's amazing. And like I say, we're not doing this so people come over and pat us on the back. But I love it when people cross the road or cross the bar and come and give us a hug or hold me hand and say, amazing what you're doing. My mum died of cancer. Amazing what you're doing. My dad died of cancer. That's what I'm doing it for. That's all we're doing it for. And there's people who pour their heart out who want to do things, but they don't know how to. So, again, I want to use us as an avenue for people to help themselves and to help them grieve. And
you come across so real. That's the thing. I think that's why people come to you. You don't give them airs and graces. You are who you are. You come across, you tell them what you're trying to do, and I think that's why people make the connection, because you are just people off the street, the same as they are.
Yeah.
And you're showing them that it can be done.
Yeah, and I think, like, we've said this, we've joked about this before, and we've said, I think the fact that we've got full-time jobs, and unfortunately people know there's a lot of stories in the press, people do take advantage of charities, and we're still working. I work 6 days a week. I've packed the Italian in I was doing on a night, because I couldn't do that as well. So me and Alan, I mean, myself especially, to speak for myself, I work 7 days, 12, 14 hours a day. So I'm not in the shop, I'm in charity mode. Alan does as much as I allow him to. I'm purposely not telling him everything at the minute.
Well, he's probably still doing other stuff anyway.
Of course he is, but he's got a lot going on himself.
Yeah.
He's got a lot going on himself, and I know there's so many people just ready to jump on it, and that's why it'll just go massive. So that's why we're trying to get things in place. So next year, obviously, I've interrupted Alan again, we've got the park, right? Back over to you, Alan.
It's all right. So obviously we've got the park, but we lined up for a couple of big events with companies like Made for the Cage. We've just done a one recently, haven't we, with them, which raised quite a few thousand pounds off that. They've got another event that they want us on board with for next year, as well as other guys. Ricky Hatton's coming to Spennymoor.
Oh, lovely.
A couple of local lads, promotion company, who got that on board. They want us to have a part of that as well. So there's some big things next year. It's going to be quite a big year.
So we need to keep our ears open, because you're going to have a lot
coming
on.
Two of my pals got George Ellis and Carl Redfern. They've got a sports... North East Sports Promotions, AR Sports, North East Sports Promotions is the company. They brought Frank Bruin up last year, and we got involved, and they raised us, I think, about a grand. They just had Kevin Ball and John Beresford. I think we raised another £1,000 off that. They had a football ban tonight. So they're bringing Ricky Hatton next year. And George has just told me there this morning on the phone, which it's an awesome idea. On the top table, they're going to keep an empty seat next to Ricky Hatton, and they're going to auction off the seat to sit next to him.
Wow.
For the charity.
That's a good idea.
Awesome. Like, awesome. And so just things like that, made for the kids, like Alan said. A good friend of mine, Dale Percival, runs that. And his business partner, Stephen Scott. So we got involved on Saturday and we'd done £1,700. Another two pals of mine, Daryl Hall and Rocky, they had a charity boxing show a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Their raise is an incredible £2,500. And they also raised money for an amazing girl from Aycliffe, and Rachel and the little girl, Brianna, who's Pooley. They raised her £2,500 as well for the hospital. So there's so many people want to get involved. And so we've got to, like, structure things, because this last couple of months we've been having like six events a week and it's completely broke us, where December we've got no events. Yeah, it's hard.
And
raffle prizes and auction prizes. So we've got a module in place now. We know what works, what doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
So for next year, like I say, we've got the thing in the park, we've got the Ricky Hatton thing, we've got this thing where we're going to go around the country. Daryl shows in March, Dale's Made for the Cages on in February. And like I say, so we're not even into next year, and we've got half it filled up.
But it's good, actually, probably, that you can take this time through December to put all that together, so that you know it's going to run better for you, so you can be organised and structure the time that you need to put into
and
it.
And then we've got the shop opening and the dropping centre. Yeah. So me gaffer's panicking. We had Clear the Air talks last week. We took us out for pizza. I walked out the other week. I spat me dummy out, because I'm sort of dealing with, I'm around death, right?
Yes.
And I've signed up for it. No one's making me do this. I don't have to do it. I'm not trained to do it, but I want to do it. And so when I'm around, life and death matters. So when you go back to work and someone's complaining that the buttons fell off his shirt,
it's so insignificant in a way.
Yeah, it's a massive deal to him who's paid £60 for his shirt.
But in the big life picture.
Yeah, it's nothing. But I've got to get out of charity mode and into shop mode. Yeah. So when I'm in that shop, okay, sir, I'll fix the button for you. Instead of wanting to pull him through the window for bringing it back. So I've got to get me bearings. So that's when I need downtime. And at the minute, I haven't been getting that. So that's what I need to make sure that my head's right, so that I do the charity, I'm in the zone, then I'm in the shop, and the boundaries were crossing. So
you've got to keep one separate from the other, because they're starting to intermingle quite a lot
they
now.
They were, yeah. And I'm not leaving my job. That's how I get paid. I'm not packing the charity in. Like, I work to get to pay the bills. I'm doing this to help people, because, like I say, I'd have loved somebody knock on my door when my mum was bad, and I'd love me and him, Maverick and Goose, to knock on the door right of Stratton Street and say, right, what do you need? And even then say to me and my dad, right, Mark, Michael, what is anything we can do for yous? So even things like, if mum's poorly, we'll get a nurse in, or we'll get respite, or we'll take her out in the car, or the team Solent van, and then we'll take dad and the son to the football match, or fishing, whatever they want to do.
Just that respite.
Yeah. So that's the plan. So all these events, all the money generated is going straight back. Like, it's going to go back into the community. And that's why I think people are getting on board and are buying it.
Because they're seeing that you are working in the community and you are keeping your word. Yeah. And that's often what will swing it, because people see you doing what you say you're
going to do. Yeah, and that's why we put things on Facebook. It's not so people can see. It's not us going, oh, look what we've done, look who we've helped. Because I put a post on last night, there's a lot of things we do that people don't see. Like, someone said something the other day, like, oh, you haven't had much on, you've been quiet. I went, no, I'm doing something every day. Like, every minute of the day, we're doing something, but we don't always pull it on.
Being very subtle about how you're doing it.
Yeah, because, like I say, you kind of put everything on there.
No, you can't.
Of course you can't.
And the other week, when I was training for my boxing show, I trained with a big lad. A lad, he's called Big John. There's a clue in the name there.
Yeah.
He was 40 kilos heavier than me, right? We used to train, me friend Terry Foy's got the MMA Lodge Fight Club in Spennymoor. We used to train twice a week. He'd knock me from one end of the room to the other. I had concussion for two months, right? But the theory being was, train with someone bigger. When I fight on my own size, it'd be all right.
Cut
and I was ready for it, yeah. And we've become really good pals. Everyone used to knock my head guard off, and I give as good as I got. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But I used to smack him then run, right? So basically, and then I saw Big John had put a post on Facebook that his mum was poorly, so I inboxed him, and she'd been diagnosed with cancer.
Oh, bless.
So I was like, look, anything you can do, let us know. And the instant was, no, we all right, we fine. And I said, well, okay, if there is anything, even like a bed, the first thing I would think of, just let us know. And hung up. A week later, I got a message, were you serious about that bed? And I was like, so I rang him, what's the crack? His mum had a stomach cancer.
Yeah.
She's come home, and again, it's not the hospital's fault, but there wasn't the funding there to give her what she needed. I think she could have had like a memory foam mattress or something.
But you need more of the hospital style beds,
yes,
don't you?
Right, yeah. And for whatever reason, there wasn't one available, or it was going to take maybe a couple of months, right? So straight away, there's a company, a mobility company in Spennymoor called Andrew Parnaby. They're on the roundabout in Spennymoor. They used to shop in my shop. So we walked in. As soon as we walked through the door, they instantly recognised us and what we were doing. They'd seen us in the paper. So the words were, what can we do for you? So I told them the story. They took me upstairs and there was a bed there. So I spoke to John and said, look, this is the crack. We can get the bed for you. So they went round, measured up. Within a week, they had the bed.
Really?
And then I went round to meet the mum. So I'm sat downstairs with John and his dad. Mum's upstairs, and we went upstairs, and it was... So far, everything we've done, like, I broke my heart, I held her hand, she was crying, and that was one of the proudest moments that I've had doing this, to actually see. The bed was nearly £1,000.
Yeah.
Families who are dealing with cancer and then have to drop shifts and stuff, they can't afford that.
Money, no.
And although she looked poorly, she looked so comfortable and, like, so at ease. And it was just incredible. And, like... I was so proud to be able to do that. And then when I was leaving, she had a Team Solon Connor Fawcett t-shirt on.
Oh, bless.
Do you know what I mean?
It just makes you have that
pride. And it was her, that was her way of saying, like, this is me supporting you. And straight away, now John and his dad and his mum, I know now that they're there for me. But I'm letting them get on with things and deal with things.
Yeah.
But we're there, and every now and again I'll send them a message. So they're the things that we do, and people don't always see that. And I want to keep doing that.
Yeah.
So all these events and all the sponsors and all that is very important for us to do that. And at the minute, we haven't got... The time's the hardest thing for me and him.
Yeah.
Is to get... But we will get the balance right. We will get the balance right, because there's so many more people out there who need support.
There is.